smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Special forces have stormed a luxury hotel in Mali where gunmen have taken dozens of hostages. It's being reported 80 of around 150 guests and staff being held at the Radisson Blu in the capital Bamako have now been released. At least three people are thought to have died. Sky's diplomatic editor Dominic Waghorn has more.
They've moved floor by floor, corralling these guests and members of the hotel staff, and then keeping them in the seventh floor, locking them in rooms there. Malian special forces, apparently with French logistical and intelligence support, then moved in.
This is KMFM News.
A man's been charged with raping a woman in Dover on Christmas Day. Officers have been investigating after a woman in her 20s said she was attacked in Pencaster Court. 25-year-old George Hijanu, who hasn't got a permanent address, is due in court later after being arrested in Romania. Senior officers are warning police cuts could impact on Britain's ability to respond if there was a Paris-style attack here. In a leaked letter to the Home Secretary, they say further reductions could mean forces can't mobilise large numbers of police. Earlier this week, Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner Anne Barnes told KMFM she'd be calling for funding cuts to be deferred.
We have about 35 million people who come through our borders every year. Most of them are very law-abiding, but some of them, you know, come with hostile intent, some bringing weapons, terrorist materials. We really, really need to have the resources to manage that.
Meantime, France's interior minister has warned Europe to wake up to the terror threat it faces. An emergency meeting is being held in Brussels later.
KMFM News.
Police have confirmed they're not treating the death of a woman who was found on the A21 as suspicious. Officers were called to the Tunbridge bypass at around 4:30 this morning after the woman was found in the central reservation by a footbridge. She was treated by paramedics but died at the scene. The road has now reopened. Five people have been arrested after suspected Class A drugs were found at a house in Thanet. Officers raided a property in the Cliftonville area and also found around £1,000 in cash. Three teenagers and a man and a woman in their 30s have been bailed until February.
KMFM News.
Kent's firefighters are hoping they'll have a better chance of saving animals caught in blazes after being given specially made oxygen masks. The equipment will initially be used by crews in Ashcombe Ridley, Sittingbourne, Teal and Faversham, but could eventually be available across the county. Cats and dogs have been involved in more than 40 fires in Kent over the past year. David Nolan's a station manager.
It will speed up the recovery of that animal in the unfortunate event of a house fire occurring. These masks might provide the opportunity to recover the animal quicker than the alternative that would have been the normal human masks.
And there's a yellow weather warning for more strong winds in Kent. They'll be bringing much colder Arctic air tonight and tomorrow, which could also lead to some snow showers.
KMFM Showbiz.
The wait is finally over. Adele's new album 25 is out today, but it's not going to be on streaming services like Spotify. She hasn't said why, although 21 wasn't available on Spotify for around a year after it went on sale. It's now sold more than 30 million copies around the world.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and there's a top of the table clash for Gillingham this weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kerry.
Well, just an Edinburgh side are travelling to the Ricoh Arena to take on second place Coventry, who haven't lost at home this season. The Jills are top of League One on goal difference. The manager says they'll be hoping for another result.
Our away performances in the league of late have been excellent, and that's the form we've got to try and continue. I think, like everyone that comes here, they want to try and be that team that get that first victory, and we'll be no different.
Meantime, there'll be extra security at this weekend's Gillingham game against Coventry following the attacks in Paris last Friday. Fans at the city's Ricoh Arena are being urged to stay vigilant during the match. England have appointed Australian Eddie Jones as their first foreign rugby union head coach. He's signed a four-year contract starting in December and succeeds Stuart Lancaster. He's previously coached Australia and Japan and also played a part in South Africa, winning the 2000 2007 World Cup. And in tennis, Birmingham's been chosen as the venue for what Great Britain will hope will be the start of their Davis Cup title defence. They'll begin their 2016 campaign against Japan at the 9,000 capacity National Indoor Arena in March. Andy Murray leads Britain into a first Davis Cup final in 37 years, away to Belgium next week.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.